On the day after Christmas, it's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. For many Americans, this is a quiet week between Christmas and New Year's, but it can't be quiet for presidential campaigns in Iowa. The first caucuses in the nation come January 3rd. Even on Christmas Day, the candidates were on the air and online.
I'm Michelle Bachmann.
And I'm Newt Gingrich.
I'm Ron Paul.
I'm Rick Perry.
I'm Mitt Romney.
I'm Rick Santorum.
If Iowans feel they've been bombarded by political ads in recent weeks, that's nothing compared to what the next 8 days will be like. Iowa Public Radio's Kate Wells reports.
Iowans didn't get much of a break from campaign spots over the weekend, but at least most of them stuck to season's greetings and used family members to help deliver the message.
From our family to yours, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. I'm Calista Gingrich.
I'm Rand Paul. Merry Christmas and God bless America.
We just want to take this moment to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
That last one was a web ad from Mitt Romney's wife, Anne. For other candidates, the holidays offered a chance to launch a new ad campaign, in some cases using surrogates.
My name is Jim Livingston. I'm a retired major general.
Governor Perry. He's the best person to serve as commander-in-chief.
Texas Governor Rick Perry is trying to regain lost momentum in Iowa with a statewide bus tour and a barrage of primetime ads. Perry's latest one is titled President of Honor and features endorsements from military veterans.
He's one of the most honorable men I've ever met.
It's about how we could lead this nation. Rick Perry is that leader.
If opposition reaction is any indication, Perry's plan may be working. A new ad from a pro-Romney super PAC, Restore Our Future, hammers Perry and former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich.
Newt Gingrich supports amnesty for millions of illegals. Rick Perry not only supports amnesty, but gave illegals in-state tuition. Gingrich and Perry, too liberal on immigration, too much.
For Gingrich, this week will mark a shift with fresh TV spots and a new message on the stump. He's boasting about his economic chops versus those of the former Massachusetts governor, Mitt Romney. Other candidates are also looking for a post-Christmas miracle. Former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum has a peppy new ad, which takes the format of a pop-up video. The ad includes a montage of Santorum's family, with text bubbles reminding voters of his conservative record. Perry and Santorum have been struggling, polling below 10%, along with Minnesota Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann. In recent months, Bachmann has been missing from the TV spot circus. But this week, she's getting back on the air, using supporters to deliver her message.
She says she's not a politician. I like to hear that.
With only a week left, it is still not too late to reach Iowans, says Craig Robinson, editor of theiowarepublican.com.
I think the ads could help push people one way or the other in the final moments before the caucuses. It's just like an NBA game, you know? It's kind of this slow, leisurely game, and then the last 3 minutes, it's crazy, and it's really what you want to tune into and watch.
With more than half of Iowa Republicans telling pollsters they're still uncommitted, these final ads could provide the candidates with a real opportunity to do well in the caucuses. For NPR News, I'm Kate Wells in Iowa.